Hiya, I'm Kato, and in this last adventure in the Land of Hearts, I must really think very hard to figure out what's real and what's not. Help me, okay? By trying my magic playbook from jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm.
From the Kato Kids Pod, the concluding adventure from the Land of Hearts. What's real? Kato and Hammy sat next to the king and queen in the grandest hall in the palace. Deep royal red velvet curtains hung from the walls, and all around were galleries filled with the chattering citizens from the Land of Hearts. The goose and fox were there, sitting as far apart from each other as they could. They waved gaily to Kato. So was the rabbit, cat, dormouse, deer mouse, and even the caterpillar.
"Silence in court!"
shouted an odd heart, thumping a long pole on the wooden floor. A hush fell over the hall, though the occasional squeal from either dormouse or deer mouse could still be heard, for very little can silence those two small creatures.
"Bring the wizard,"
commanded the king. The wizard walked into the room. At his appearance, loud shouts of,
"Shame on you! Shame for putting a spell on our queen! Shame! Shame! Shame on you!"
were heard from the galleries.
"Your Majesties, I'm truly sorry for the prank I played. I meant no harm to the queen. I just wanted to show that I was smarter than that little bear, that was all."
Hammy jumped up and cried,
"Kato is smarter then? He broke your spell."
"Yes, he did. But I ask for a chance to challenge him again in front of the court,"
replied the wizard defiantly.
"If he wins 3 games, I'll never play a trick on anyone again. If I win, you let me go."
Everyone fell silent, for in the Land of Hearts, there was no one smarter than the wizard. Can Kato beat him in a challenge of wits? He was, after all, a very young bear, smart as he is.
"Kato, you don't have to agree. You've already helped us, and I'll never forget that."
Kato wiggled his toes, for that was one of the things he did when he was thinking hard.
"I'll do it, but I choose the last game."
Hammy gripped his paw, chittering confidently.
"Pip, pip, Kato, you can do it."
On hearing Kato's words, the wizard nodded triumphantly, for of course, he thought that he was still smarter than our brave little bear.
"Very well, let the games begin,"
declared the king, to loud cheers from the galleries. Everyone leaned forward, jostling to get the best view. No one wanted to miss a single moment of what would happen next.
"Good. My first challenge is to make pictures move. Watch."
A gasp of wonder resounded through the hall, for no one has seen such a thing before.
"That's simple, wizard. See mine."
Kato jumped down from where he sat and lifted his solution high above his head for all to see.
"Well done, Kato."
The queen clapped in delight.
"How did the wizard and Kato make their pictures move? Try it for yourself in Magic Playbook Activities 17 and 18 at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm. Clever bear. See if you can match this then. I can turn lines into circles,"
cried the wizard. Again, the spectators gave a loud "ah," until Kato replied,
"I can make a ring where there was none."
"Go on, try the magic circle and magic ring games. Magic Playbook Activities 19 and 20 are found at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm.
Rabbit mopped his brow with a handkerchief.
Oh goodness, this is far too exciting for me.
The goose was so scared for Kato that she hid her eyes under her wing, refusing to look until it was all over. Even Dormouse and Deer Mouse were silent, and an odd heart fainted from nervousness.
Now, Wizard, it's time for you to play my game.
The Wizard nodded, a little less confidently than before. He wiped beads of sweat from his forehead and declared,
I'm ready.
Kato drew some numbers on an open book on the table and gave it to the Wizard.
I'm going to read your mind, Wizard. Think of a number between 1 and 15.
The Wizard nodded.
Look at the book. Is the number you're thinking of in the first column? No? How about the second? Yes? The third? Yes? Not in the fourth? The number you're thinking of is 6.
Hammy clapped his paws and whispered to the Queen.
I'm sure the Wizard can't figure that one out.
Here's Magic Playbook Activity 21. Read the Wizard's Mind with the Mind Reader Sums Game at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm.
All eyes were glued on the Wizard now. He turned pale and muttered weakly.
Just a minute. I'll get it in a minute.
The hall grew noisier as the minutes ticked by and the Wizard remained silent. The Queen ordered ice cream for everyone and hugged Kato as he sat in her lap, happily eating the biggest helado cone he had ever seen.
Nice hall.
Finally, the Wizard threw his hands up in the air in exasperation.
Ah! Very well. I give up. Little bear, you win.
At that, the loudest cheers and shouts of
Yay! Kato, the smartest bear!
Yay! Kato, the smartest bear!
Were heard throughout the Land of Hearts. The King and Queen laughed in relief and announced that a large banquet would be held that evening and everyone was invited. Oh, and what a banquet it was, too. Kato and Hammy were the special guests, and everyone wanted to know how he beat the Wizard. But Kato told no one but the Queen how it was done. She chuckled at his trick, hugged and kissed him, which made him very happy. But it also reminded him of his mama, and that he was still far away from his own home.
Your Majesty? Do you think I'll ever go home again? I'm just a little bear, and I miss my mama.
Kato yawned widely as the Queen tucked him into bed later that night. It had been a very long and exciting day, and Hammy was already fast asleep in the other bed.
We'll find a way, Kato. Don't be afraid. Go to sleep now. Sweet dreams. Sweet dreams.
The Queen's gentle voice faded away as Kato closed his eyes. Smiling at the little bear, the Queen kissed him gently on the top of his head and tucked a small red heart button under his pillow. Kato opened his eyes and blinked in the bright morning sun. He looked around for Hammy, but instead, he saw his own familiar toys on the shelf. And yes, he was in his own soft bed, with Hammy's picture on the table beside it. He listened carefully, and sure enough, he could hear his mama singing in the bathroom.
I must have dreamt it all. Must tell mama.
The little bear jumped up, eager to tell his mama all about the wonderful adventures he had in his dream. As he trotted out of his room, a tiny red button in the shape of a heart rolled out from under his pillow and clattered to the floor. Was it all just a dream?
Hiya. Thanks for keeping me company in my adventures in the Land of Hearts. I hope you've liked them. Now, it's time for me to think again to create more stories for us to share together. I'm Kato. See ya!
Goodbye for now from all of us at the Kato Kids Pod.